Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back to the Char Bar in Reston. We're at the JW Marriott. It's brand new. It's beautiful. You should come on out here and say hello. We'll be here until 6:30. We've been out here a couple times this football season, and as the day goes on, people get out of the office, happy hour gets going. This is a spot. So you'll want to come on out and hang with us and have some fun today on Grant and Danny. We are taking you up to 6:30. We're getting ready for the Commanders and the Lions. The show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm, Kondori and Murad.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Kondori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com, and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Lomas Brown's going to join us in just a couple of moments to scout the opponent. We're going to check in on the Detroit Lions and get to the bottom of the year they're having. Juxtapose it with their last couple of seasons becoming an NFC power because they've become one of the best teams in football. Start of the show, we were discussing Jaden Daniels, though, in the news. If you're just joining us, that he does not need surgery, and it sounds like he could actually be back sooner than expected. But he won't be playing Sunday. Marcus Mariota will. What are he and his teammates in for? Let's get to the bottom of the Lions. Lomas Brown helps us break down the Detroit Lions. He is a part of their radio network. He's on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning product in the DMV. Lomas, thanks for joining us in D.C. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Well, we're fine now.
Doing all right, yeah.
We're a little anxious, a little nervous about Sunday. It's, you know, we are very much now suffering from a little PTSD over the last few weeks with four straight losses, three of them by 21 or more points. And here comes Dan Campbell, who's been throwing darts at pictures of the Commanders since January.
You know, and we're kind of calling this back in Detroit. It's kind of the revenge game because of what you guys did to us last year. So we're going to have a lot of Detroit Lions fans that are going to invade the D.C. Area this weekend, but I tell you what, after that loss that we took against Minnesota, the guys are kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Yeah, this is a double whammy. I almost wish they'd won by 50 last week, and maybe we're Cadillacing, but they're starving on both ends, Lomas. I still think of this team, talking about Detroit, as one of the top-tier teams in the NFC, a Super Bowl contender, but they haven't been as consistent in behaving that way. Just kind of give me your 30,000-foot view on this year's Lions team.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, and you guys know this, man, you give a team, you give the defensive coordinators a year to plan against you, they're going to come up with different and exotic ways of planning against our team, especially offensively. And what we've seen so far is because we haven't had the threat of going deep against teams, now you're seeing teams having eight men up in the box, and it's stopping our run game. And as you guys know, everything we do offensively is predicated off the run game. So when we don't get the run game going, Jared Goff doesn't have the play action passes. And, you know, we just don't look crisp. And plus, along with the fact that we're breaking in three new linemen in the middle of our offensive line, that hadn't helped this year so far either. So I think offensively, we have been disappointed with the output that we've been doing. And that's what we kind of been hanging our hat on these last couple of years, being able to put up 30 points against teams. And we just haven't been able to do that consistently all year long.
So how is it possible, Lomas, that they haven't been able to push the ball down the field? With a guy like Jameson Williams, one of the fastest players in the league, part of that offense, Amon-Ra St. Brown chewing people up in the middle of the field, Laporta underneath, why hasn't that been a part of their offense?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And, again, that's the question we're trying to answer around here. And I know a lot of it is falling on Johnny Morton's shoulder, the new offensive coordinator. So a lot of that is falling on their shoulders. But I just think we just haven't been able to make the necessary adjustments. And some of the adjustments we have to make is, if you can't get the ball on a 20, 30-yard throw downfield to J-Mo, then you have to devise other ways, Jameson Williams. You have to devise other ways of getting the ball in his hand. Maybe some slant routes, maybe some quick screens, and let him see what he could do after he catches the ball. But we just haven't been able to do that. And I don't know if we've made this concerted effort not to go downfield, and Jared has just been trying to spread the ball. But we've done enough where defenses now, like I said, they're rolling up one of their safeties in the box because they don't have the fear of us going over the top of these guys.
Scouting opponent with Lomas Brown, who hasn't played in a couple decades, but I think you could have a good day against this Washington defense if you stretched out and got yourself in maybe a couple win sprints before the game started, Lomas. Give me your assessment of Johnny Morton as the OC. Ben Johnson, pretty big shoes to fill. He's doing some work in Chicago now, obviously. But, you know, it's, again, the offense is still really good. The standard is so high, though. Second in the league in points. We're used to pretty much, you know, 40 a week and, you know, 500 total yards. It's been up and down, mostly up, but still not quite what we're used to. Give me your Johnny Morton take.
Yeah, I mean, I love Coach Morton. I love him because he's an old school type of guy, and he wants to run the ball. But again, a lot of times, like I said, you're running up against 7-8-man boxes. And when you don't have that success, especially early on plays, I think that's the other thing that's kind of hurt us on first and second downs. We're not as efficient as we normally are. So we find ourselves in third and long or third and unmanageable downs and everything. But I like Coach Morton because he's a guy that wants to run the ball. I think some of the time last year, Ben Johnson kind of got away from the run, and it kind of hurt us. Where you have John Morton here, that he wants to consistently run the ball, but again, like I say, he's running up against these 8-man boxes, not having success on first and second down, and then we're not being able to sustain these drives by converting on third down. So I just think it's been kind of like a snowball effect. When you're not doing one thing good in one area, it kind of has a tendency of affecting you in other areas.
Lomas, interestingly this week, the betting line has shifted a point toward Washington, not Detroit. And I wonder how much of that is about the offensive line. The case I've been making in town, while I think the Lions will win, is I could see the Commanders finding a way to dial up some blitzes from the interior against this front. I mean, there's going to be potentially, you have to tell me, Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell, the tackles, will either of them play? I know you've got a guard that's out, so you've got a fill-in guard, 74, really struggled on tape last week. Center from last year is not there. Now it's Graham Glasgow, hasn't played at the same level. Kind of feels like this line is right for the taking this week.
Yeah, and don't forget this now. A lot of that pressure, too, was because of our running backs. I mean, they really, really put a zero on Jahmyr Gibbs. And every time Jahmyr was back there, it seems like Brian Flores, the great defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, he was sending that A-gap pressure, And Jameer wasn't able to handle that. So I think that was something that they might have seen in film study leading into that week. And that hurt us because you guys know it's not all about the offensive line in pass protection. Your backs have to be able to step in there and have to be able to provide some protection too. And we just didn't do a great job either with the offensive line or with our backs back there trying to stop that A-gap pressure. And the other thing you guys know, this is a copycat league. If they see one team have success against you a week earlier, you better believe you're going to see it again. So they should be expecting a lot of heavy A-gap blitz from the Washington Commanders this week.
It feels like, and Lomas Brown with us here on GED, it feels like this defense is banged up again, and that was kind of their undoing last year in dropping that game to Washington in the postseason, and it feels like here we are all over again. I just, A, want your thoughts on the defensive injuries. It feels like there have been moments, though, where they've been really good. They've gotten a lead, and they're flying around. They're hitting people, and they look awesome, and then there are other times where they look pretty susceptible. Kind of give me a state of the union on this defense and maybe address those injuries, if you would.
Yeah, I do think Calvin Shepard has done a great job with what he's had to work with, because you're absolutely right. We've had to deal with the injuries for the most part of this season. I think the only good thing for us is because of what happened last year with all the injuries we had, with 17 guys going on IR, 13 on the defensive side of the ball alone. I think it's prepared him for this, and we're more prepared to deal with these injuries. But you're right. I mean, you know, getting the Lean McNeil back was huge for us, I think. And then you look at some of the guys, Terrion Arnold was able to come back. We got Brian Branch back off suspension. So I thought those things were huge for us on the defensive side of the ball. And hopefully it seems like defense right now is carrying our team. So I think we should be all right on the defensive side of the ball, but Dan Campbell always preaches complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams. So right now, to me, the defense seems like it's been carrying this team, and I give Calvin Shepard, our defensive coordinator, I give him a lot of credit for taking guys that he's basically had to get off a practice squad, being able to put them in a position to have some success.
Let's talk Aiden Hutchinson for a moment, Lomas, because he's one of the best players in the National Football League. He's leading the NFL now in pressures. His pressure rate in the fourth quarter is the best in the NFL as well. He puts games away. He makes huge plays. This is going to be a potential DPOY. How should Washington try to take him out of the game and have other teams been successful at doing so?
So the thing I've seen what teams have been doing against Aiden is, one, he always seems to have a tight end over there. So that makes him have to widen out because of the tight end. And whether the tight end chips him or not, just the presence of a tight end makes him have to get a little farther away from the quarterback. But the other thing that I've been watching teams do is they don't block Aiden, especially on some of the run plays, because he's so aggressive. He takes himself out of plays. Even some of the pass plays, they'll let him get upfield and just dump the ball over his head. So I've seen teams don't block him, and then when they have to block him, you're seeing him. I don't know what his double team rate is or the chip rate, if that is a stat, but it has to be high because you'll see guys double team them when they have to. But the thing I've seen the most is that some teams, that, like I say, don't even block Aiden Hutchinson. They'll let him take himself out of the play because of his aggressive nature. So that's what I've been seeing to kind of neutralize him. But all in all, he is a great, great player. And the one thing about him, that his relentlessness is contagious. You see other guys get out there, and they give that same effort that Aiden Hutchinson gives each and every play.
18-year NFL veteran Lomas Brown, kind enough to break down.
18?
18 years, man.
Damn.
18 years. Yeah, that kid went off to college. 18 years from the 80s into the early aughts, bro.
Now, Lomas, when I think of you, I think of the New York Giants. I don't know how you feel about that.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had some good years. Think about it. That's when I got to my first Super Bowl. Even though we didn't win it, I got to my first Super Bowl. So it took me 16 years to get to that point. And wow. The other thing, don't forget, I was teammates with Dan Campbell on that team, on the Giants team for 2 years. So we got a long history going back there.
When you were teammates with Dan Campbell, did he ever come up to your locker and go, in 2025, man, we're going to go after Washington's ass because they whooped up on us in the playoffs, brother?
Nah, he didn't say that. And he, you know what else he didn't mention? He didn't even mention about biting kneecaps and doing things like that. So I didn't even hear that back in the day.
I have joked all week that if there's ever been a coach that quite literally like has a poster over his bed of like the final second of that game or whatever, it's him. I think a lot of guys are like, oh, we're on to the next season, whatever. Is there legit venom? I mean, to circle back to where we started the conversation, like, it just seems to me like Dan Campbell would put the Commander's helmet like scattered all around the facility all year, counting down to like Penn State playing against Ohio State or something with just a countdown clock since August.
I mean, he doesn't have a choice because I'm telling you, the fans have been talking about that since last year. It was such a bitter taste in our mouths because think about it. You go 15-2, you get the number one seed, you're set to host the NFC Championship game, and you get knocked out in the first round, and deservedly so. I mean, Washington came in, you guys came in, and y'all kicked our butts. Jaden Daniels was magical that day against us. So, yes, I know Dan is going to have those guys ready. I'm quite sure they watched that film over and over again from last year. And it has to be some type of revenge factor factoring in there because, like I say, it was such a bitter loss that fans are still talking about it this year. And, like I say, I heard so many fans saying, they will be in Washington, D.C. because they're calling this the revenge game.
Oh, thank goodness that's happening.
Can't wait. That's fun.
Yay. That'll be exciting for one of the teams. So, Lomas, let me get back to big picture here, if you don't mind. I still think Detroit wins this division. I know that's not a popular opinion right now because where Green Bay sits and, you know, Chicago's everybody's kind of darling. And, you know, this past week against Minnesota, I still think the ceiling's the highest. I just think it's a matter of time that they get there. Do you buy what I'm selling there, or do you think someone else ends up winning it?
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. I think, like you say, talent-wise, I think our talent is up there or better than any of the talent in our division right now. Again, we tasted winning the division the last 2 years. I know these guys want to win the division and actually have their sights on doing a lot more this year. We know what we have to do. We have to take care of home field, but I think we have to be one of those teams that wins the division so you could get a home playoff game because our home field advantage is such an advantage for us. So, yes, everything is still ahead of us. Even that ugly loss to Green Bay the first game of the season, we feel that everything is still ahead of us. And we feel that once we're playing at the level we know we could play at, we are the best team in the NFC North. So I'm buying that 110%.
Lomas Brown, Lions Radio Network. It was a great convo. Sad to hear that you guys are ultra-motivated and now coming off of a loss. But who knows? Hey, the spread has moved in Washington's favor. I like that a little bit. Thank you, Lomas.
Take care, fellas.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Good. That was a lot of fun. Lomas Brown with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What a lengthy career. He reminds me of
Ray Brown?
Exactly right. Yeah. The other of the offensive linemen with the last name Brown.
Pretty grueling position.
He was
played
playing
for a long
at 39
time.
Years old for the Bucks.
You sleep on how good he was for the rare good Detroit Lions teams in the early to mid-90s.
Him and Herman Moore?
Yeah. Some guy named Barry something or other. I can't remember what his name was. Running back's pretty good. But he was an all-pro a couple times when they didn't win before that, didn't win after that for a long time. But they won. They had like a 12-win season, a 10-11-win season in there. They were really good. They got robbed in 91 by somebody, though, in the NFC Championship game. They kicked their ass. Oh, I can't remember who it was.
Probably a really good team.
A really good team. Maybe one of the best teams ever. Maybe.
They go on to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that caliber.
Bet you they looked really good doing it.
Yeah, good uniforms, yeah.
We should bring those uniforms back around these
parts. Am I right? Come on.
Who's feeling the heat this weekend? We're going to get into that next on Grant and Danny. We are out and about today. We're at Char Barn Reston. We're going to be here until 6:30, so as you get out of the office, come on by and see us. Also, by the way, we're giving away and raffling off Commanders tickets. We've got Commanders-Broncos tickets for the Week 13 game. Two pairs. You got to come out to the event today. Fill out your name for a chance to win live on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back live and resting at Char Bar. We're Grant and Danny. You're locked into The Fan. This is the restaurant and bar at the brand new JW Marriott. Come on out and say hello. We're going to be here until 6:30. And if you're a Commanders fan and you want to go see the Commanders and the Broncos, we're giving away two pairs of tickets. You can fill out a chance to win those tickets. We're going to raffle off two winning tickets. Opportunities for you today, but you got to be here to put your name in our box.
Pretty simple, right? You fill out the requisite paperwork, which is like, what's your name? You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe an email?
Maybe like, how do we get in touch with you if you win? That's basic stuff. You put it in the box. Someone's going to go, what's in the box? Then you take it out, and then you win, potentially.
3:45, we'll win off the field at 4 o'clock. We got tickets to go see Foo Fighters right here on Grant and Danny today on The Fan. It is time, though, to get ready for Week 10 and to look ahead to some of the matchups in the NFL. There are three great games in the NFC this weekend, by the way. Like, the top of the conference is going to get restructured a little bit with some of these tilts. How about these games? Number one, you got the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers.
Here we go.
In the NFC West. LA is 6-2, San Francisco 6-3. Right now, the West is the only division in football where there are three teams with six or more wins, because Seattle, which may end up winning this thing, and for me is the most complete team in the league at this moment, is also a first-place team at 6-2. San Francisco has survived a ton of injuries. They still aren't getting Brock Purdy back just yet. I like the Rams the best of the three because of the QB situation with Stafford dealing, playing at an MVP level. But I think Seattle's defense is better than LA's. After the trade they just made for Rashid Shaheed at receiver, they're actually my favorite of the three teams. But Rams 49ers is going to tell us a lot. LA looking to avenge an earlier season loss to San Francisco. Imagine if San Fran beats them, gets to 7-3.
7-3.
With a tiebreaker and a half game lead.
That division is awesome. And Arizona is also there. But yeah, these other three teams are really, really good. San Francisco, how they're doing this is unbelievable. They're 23rd in a Kyle Shanahan offense with Christian McCaffrey and the weapons. Now, most of them haven't been available for most of the season, to your
Matt
point.
Matt Jones led with no wide receivers.
They're among the bottom 10 in terms of points, but somehow they are doing this. They're winning these gross, ridiculous, whatever kind of games. And again, they've been buoyed by the fact they have one of the easiest schedules in the league. Not easy this week with the Rams in town, but they've got so many winnable games, they might be able to make it up on the back end. Having beaten the Rams earlier, That's so massive towards their effort to A, be a postseason team, but maybe win the division.
Their defense is great, and Robert Saleh's coaching that defense.
That's
back
right.
In San Francisco after his respite to go coach the New York Jets.
Indeed, his brief hiatus.
They don't talk about that in San Francisco, I don't think. They just talk about the bread in the sandwich, which is him being a really good DC out west. But also, Fred Warner got hurt, remember?
Yeah.
That was while I remember watching the game while I was in Milwaukee for the NLCS. So that was back in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's done for the year with a really serious injury. I think that happened in the Dallas game. But, yeah, a bad look for the Niners with an injury that, like the rest of them this year, seems to have not really forced them to pay the piper yet, that they're making it work. Another great game in the NFC. And how about this? This rarely ever happens. Monday Night Football is going to be an awesome matchup. Philly in Lambeau to take on the Pack. Eagles 6-2. Packers 5-2-1. Now, Green Bay is fascinating. They're either the best, not very good team ever, or the worst, really good team ever. I'm not sure which it is yet. They lost as a 13-point favorite to the Browns. They lost as a 13-point favorite to the Panthers. And they tied the Cowboys as heavy favorites as well. Tucker Kraft's their best playmaker, now out for the year. Run game hasn't been very good. I worry about Green Bay
yeah.
in a loaded division. I don't know if they are what we thought they were back after blowing out Washington and getting to 2-0. Their defense has certainly faltered since then. But this is a show-me spot for both them and the Eagles as far as Philly goes, Danny.
100%.
They just made big-time trades. They brought in two corners. They're bringing Brandon Graham out of retirement up front. They are a lot better than they were on paper going into their bye based on the additions. And they've won two in a row. They got right against the Vikings and the Giants, and now they're playing the Packers.
Yeah, they played with their food a little bit like some of the true contenders did. Think about Buffalo, who didn't look as good for the first 4, 5, 6 weeks. Same with Kansas City. Now they hit the ground running with the Eagles case. Again, we kind of kicked dirt on them way too soon. With Green Bay, it's the opposite of the scene in the departed. When Leo's sitting in there and he's like, yes, sir, I think I do. No, you have no idea who we are. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you know. I have no idea where Green Bay is. I can't figure it out. Now, I've seen them be excellent the first 2 weeks, a Sunday to Thursday. So really it was 5 days. They were awesome. Maybe the best team in football through the first 2 weeks. So what? New Orleans was that last year, remember, before it all came crashing down. And since then, it's been a lot of, where's my excellent Jordan Love? Now, the numbers are fine, even pretty good in a lot of cases. Where's my dominance? Where's my defense that was so unbelievably nasty for the first couple of weeks? Where are you guys? There have been great moments, certainly, but there's also been huge letdown moments where I cannot quite figure out who they are. I still think they're good, but that's why I picked Detroit and not them to win that division.
It's funny. My buddy just texted me and asked me, what is your take on Jordan Love? I love Jordan Love, but I also acknowledge he makes one seemingly excruciating error every single week, and it's not always an interception. Like he just leaves meat on the bone more often than he should.
Now again, 71% completion percentage, yeah. 13 touchdowns, 3 picks. People could look at that and go, what are you talking about? I'm just telling you, when their offense can't score, you're going, could you just do something?
But if I could build a quarterback in a lab, it would be
Jordan
Love.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
27-year-old, 6'4", 220-pound athlete. Like, this would be the guys. Likes to stay in the pocket and make throws, but is athletic enough to be slippery when he leaves the pocket. This is the guy I would build. And there's, you know, he's young. He's getting into his prime. There's still a lot of improving he's going to do. This is only his third season on the grass, and he has gotten better and better. Completion percentage is a career high. You know, touchdown percentage is the lowest it's been, but his pick rate is also the lowest it's been. So I think he's taking fewer chances. They might need to turn the faders up on that just a little bit as they go here. But, yeah, for the Eagles, by the way, before we move on from this game, I just want to say I've been begging for more under-center offense for Washington, more traditional play action, some boots and things. I want to open up the middle of the field for some easy button throws for the quarterbacks, which aren't a part of this offense. They also weren't a part of the Eagles' offense at all. The last 2 weeks, they've become this under-center operating team 40-plus percent of the time. They had not done that at any point during the Jalen Hurts era, and it has completely opened up their passing game. So I would, if I'm Cliff, I'm in the lab on, this is a shotgun, pistol, you know, play action, out of gun almost exclusively type team. What are they doing? How did they do this with a quarterback that rarely ever went under center? Because they started to about half the time.
Good nugget.
The last 2 weeks, just something to think about. One other game, and I'm calling this an NFC game because there's a good NFC team involved. But as far as the really interesting NFC power structure here, Patriots, Bucks, 7-2 New England, 6-2 Tampa Bay, in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. The Bucks are 2.5-point favorites. They should win this game. The Patriots feel like a bit of a pretender. They're 7-2. It's a very much 2024 Washington-like, super light schedule. But they have won 6 straight games. That's hard to do in this
league.
Yes,
it is.
I don't really care who you're playing. They bludgeon the Panthers, who are over 500. They beat the Bills, the one signature win everybody gives them credit for. They struggled with but got by the Saints. They pummeled the Titans. They destroyed the Browns. And then they survived, should have lost to the Falcons this week, didn't play very well. But they got that win. But they're actually, like, whooping up on bad teams. If they're going to be taken seriously, this is the week where you go, we are actually good. We've played 2 good teams, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, and we've beaten them both. So this is a huge spot for them. Meanwhile, for Tampa Bay, they have just 2 losses. They're 6-2. You get a win here before the toughest stretch of your schedule. Bills and Rams upcoming. You're 7-2, sitting pretty. And now you can bogey some holes if you need to in the NFC South.
Yeah, Tampa's dealing with their normal slate of injuries, by the way.
Bucky Irving's out.
Mike Evans injured reserve. Jalen McMillan injured reserve. As you already mentioned, Bucky Irving out.
I saw that Kashawn Booty from the Patriots, who's like their top receiver down the field for Drake May, also out in this game.
Oh, I hadn't seen that, so good nugget there. But even still, Tampa does what Tampa has always done, it seems like, under Todd Bowles. Under the radar for whatever reason. Maybe we forgot about him because of the bye week, but really consistent, really well coached. Baker Mayfield, this 3.0 renaissance of him has been a marvel. But for New England, I think you said it very well. What a cementing win this would be, right? Because everyone's kind of going, yeah, but with them, right? It's nice, it's cute, it's adorable, you beat up some bad teams. That's nice. Good for you guys. This would be a great Mike Vrabel, feather in the cap, strut around, Vince McMahon entrance music type thing to go on the road and beat the NFC South champion, a team that, again, is kind of a sneaky outsider Super Bowl contender, talking about the Bucks if they ever got healthy. What a huge win that would be for New England.
So who's feeling the heat is the question then in the NFL this week. I'm going to throw a couple of options out for you, and then I want to see what you would add to this pile. I think the Ravens are feeling some heat.
Yep, it's my first answer.
They're 3-5. You can't have a let-up. They've turned their season around completely. Back-to-back wins out of the bye against the Bears and the Dolphins, and now you're a favorite against the Vikings this weekend. They've got to get a win. I just mentioned New England has a lot to be gained. I don't know if they have anything to lose, per se, but if you're going to be taken seriously, You have to win this game, so there's pressure there. And then the one other team I'll throw out there would be maybe Kyle Shanahan's Rams, and Shanahan specifically. Sean McVay's Rams, and McVay specifically because you're playing your buddy Kyle Shanahan. And Shanahan-led San Francisco has worn the pants in that matchup. And you get that every time these guys match wits. There's a little bit of like a mentor-mentee thing going on. If you get swept by the Niners, it's just not a good look for McVay.
No.
Where Shanahan dominated him early in that series.
Those are good ones. Here's what I would add. The Colts, and most specifically Daniel Jones, a week after their let the air out of the balloon game. I mean, they're buzzing everybody, right? They're 7-1, kicking people's butts. Best point differential, best this, best that. And they looked atrocious this past week, and Jones turned it over a billion times. A pretty good landing spot here in terms of a Falcons team that's not exactly playing particularly well. But still, this could be the beginning of your slide or a one-off where, okay, that's right, we are one of the best teams in the AFC. They're able to kind of rebound and play well. I'll have an eyeball on that game at 1 o'clock. Or excuse me, the morning game, 9:30.
Daniel Jones, 5 of the 6 turnovers for the Colts. That game's in Berlin, Germany, by the way, at Olympus Stadium. First time a game's ever been held there. So that'll be a pretty cool scene. Good vibes in Berlin coming up on Sunday. That's a 9:30 a.m. East time kick for the Falcons and the Colts. So there you go, your first look as we dive into Week 10 in the NFL. By the way, the Bengals have a bye at 3-6. Did a lot of damage to themselves this past week.
They
with
sure
a loss.
Did.
Other teams with byes this week, the Chiefs, the Cowboys are idle, and the Tennessee Titans, 1-8. Who have already fired their coach this year, all have buys.
They could use a couple weeks off.
Football conversation today on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're listening to Grant and Danny live on The Fan from Char Bar today in Reston. Come on out. We'll be here till 6:30. Next, how are you winning off the field? Give us a shout. Let us know on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And then what happens? Oh, sure.
Yep.
Of course they do.
They're going to go right up and then...
How are you winning off the field? That is the question at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can watch us in high definition on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Chat's hopping today.
The chat's bumping a little bit,
yeah. I see some people having some nice banter.
There's
in the
banter.
Chat. Of course, you can listen to us all over the DMV on the flagship 106.7. We're on in Richmond right now as well, AM 910. FM 105.1, and wherever you go, coast to coast, all over this very fine country, the Odyssey app, free and available, allows you to listen to this program. So, Danny, we got a winning off the field segment that we're doing for the people today.
That's right.
Not to honor ourselves or even our listeners that we love so much, but to pay respect to Bruce Allen, who once said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
It's kind of felt like that a little bit lately.
Hasn't it?
Very Brucey with three straight losses of 20 or more.
Uniforms, the pregame ceremony, honoring Art Monk. A little bit off field. A little bit off field.
They are whooping ass off the field.
Yeah, they're crushing it.
The social team's a 10 out of 10. Josh Harris's group.
They're like 7-2 off the field right now, would you say? Like 8-1?
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Bruce?
Honestly, off the field, yeah, I think 8-1 probably.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the L would be, but I can't give them 9-0.
Maybe like a beer price or something, maybe concessions
that
or something.
Something along the way.
Right, who knows?
We still never got to talk about how great the uniforms looked. And I just was afraid to do it because I knew everyone would just throw things at me as soon as I tried to talk about
the
uniforms.
Say something nice, yeah.
But my God, in person, if you guys were at that game, I know you can relate to this. It was a prideful, you mentioned like you thought maybe you'd be emotional. It was the first time I felt like I was watching the thing that I grew up loving since they rebranded.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God, it's the Redskins out there. Now, there's a joke to be made there as they lost by 24 points. I'm not going to make it, but someone else could make it. But they looked like the Redskins in the way of the uniform. And also, so anyway, Danny, let us know how you're winning off the field.
So this is... I think kind of an amazing thing that happened, and I'll do my best to try to explain it. So my 7-year-old has a very busy day today. He's going to school, normal, right? It is, by the way, amazing that there is school today. It's a weekday in Fairfax County. They do have school, which is unbelievable. He'll go to school. He's got some soccer practice, even though it's November, so they're getting ready for a tournament in a couple of weeks. That's neither here nor there. He's going to soccer. Then he's going to a birthday party, all right? Now, all of this is out. We have farmed out his transportation to a good friend of ours, his buddy. They're going to go together, both to soccer and then to the birthday party. My assignment, I've got to get all the soccer stuff over to the friend's house. No problem. I also have to get a birthday present over there, right? A kid's birthday. What do you buy for the kid's birthday? I don't really know what to do. I asked my wife three different ways. Like, this is weighing on me. I'm bothered by it. Hey, do you want me to get it? Do you want me to pick it up? You know, let me know if you want me to do it. I got a co-parent appointment this morning. I can go pick it up. And she kept saying, don't worry about it. And I'm worried about it because the type of thing that I worry about that she doesn't treat it as a major mountain. For me, it's like the biggest thing in my life is that I don't have a present for this kid. Long and short, as I'm about to leave, right there in the hallway is a wrapped present for the birthday party. She did it. I didn't do it. All I did was drop it over at the house like I'm the big hero. I'm not. I'm a zilch. But I get the credit. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Sounds like you're a hero to me.
Damn right. Who bought the present? I did.
I got one for you. So I don't wake up when my baby cries. I don't know how this is a thing.
Oh.
I don't hear the baby. I swear I don't. My wife probably thinks you hear it. You're just going to pretend to be asleep. My wife will say, did you wake up at all last night? I'm like, no. She's like, I was up all night. I said, you got to be kidding me. How many times did Lincoln wake up? She's like, four times. Not once did I hear him say a peep. By the way, he's 4 feet from my bed. I don't know how I do it. It's a gift, okay? Now, it's also it's called a gift that gets me in a lot of trouble with my wife.
Sure, yeah.
So this morning, I'm in bed. I awake to a baby crying. This is like at whatever time it was. I don't know, six something. And the baby's crying. My wife is somewhere else in the house with somebody else. And I pop up because I'm like, oh, no, I've got to get this. I'm going to help with this baby.
I'm very helpful.
I'm going to be the hero. As I stand up, my wife comes like running upstairs into the room to grab the baby. And I'm like, oh, no, I blew it. She was already doing something else with another child. In her mind, there's a resentment now because I just laid here and didn't do anything with the baby when really I just didn't hear the baby. And now I'm popping up, trying to work ahead, trying to get some brownie points.
Right.
And she looks at me and says, thank you for cleaning up downstairs last night. Not only was I not in trouble, I was the hero.
My goodness.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I cleaned up a lot of crap last
night. Did you really?
I did. I got home. It was one of those nights where 95% of the time I'm like, how you doing? She's like, everything's great. Last night she's like, I can't do it anymore with these kids making so many messes.
I get it.
So I said, you know what? I don't have to just watch the Broncos and the Raiders punt back and forth all night. I can watch them punt back and forth all night
while
I clean some stuff up.
Let me ask you this. There might be a personal question here. Do you know how to clean the correct way?
So I'm an amazing cleaner.
You're good at cleaning. That's true.
But no is the answer.
Right.
Because here's how I clean. Trash gets thrown away. I think a lot of things are trash that no one else in the house thinks are trash.
Okay.
So is this like an object that is worth something that in 3 years, if we don't see it, everyone's going to be sad? If the answer to that is no, it goes in the trash. So I always throw too much away. And the other thing is, this is my number one move. I just put things in closets. I just don't want to see it. So if it's a coat, if it's a bag, if it's a purse, if it's anything, if it's a shoe, I have to throw it to the top of the steps. Now, there's just a mess at the top of the steps, but I'm not looking at it. I don't care anymore.
Right.
So I just move things essentially to other areas. And it looks silly right where I'm sitting so that I'm a great cleaner.
So you feel good.
Yeah.
I am not a great cleaner. I try very hard. So it's almost like I'd be better off not doing it at all because no matter what my best effort is, my wife's got to come do it. And so if I didn't do anything, knowing that I would do it wrong, that's not good because you didn't put forth any effort. Or the flip side then, of course, is I did it, and then, like, why didn't you do this? I didn't know. I try so hard, and I can't get it right. That's my feeling about cleaning.
Somebody's having a smoked old-fashioned. Who is it? Who's having a smoked old-fashioned? I can't have the smoked old-fashioned, but I can smell someone else having it.
Oh.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Nico, who is in Arlington. Hello, Nico.
Hi, Nico.
How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
So, my colleague and I were trying to close an NIL deal for a college football player. We didn't quite get the job done yet, so we didn't win on the field. But on our way out, the receptionist had a basket, probably leftover Halloween candy. He had fun-sized bags of M&Ms, little minis. My colleague got his hurting bag only had 4 peanut M&Ms. I opened up my glorious bag, and there were 12 peanut M&Ms. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
What a good
12
feeling.
12 to 4 ratio?
You got so many more than that guy.
Now, do you split them? Do you give them? You got 8 more.
No.
Do you end up going 8 to 8 there?
No. You enjoy your bag. You put it right up to your gullet and put as many in your mouth as you can.
Obama style, let me be clear.
Yep.
I know what you would do. You've never shared food in the history of the world.
Right.
But does one, not Danny Ruye, does one say, hey, I hit the lottery, you didn't?
Hmm.
If you go full Bernie Sanders on this thing, like, everybody gets 4 more. Or do you, like, how are, what is the plan?
Yeah.
Like, if I have 12 and you have 4, we both have 8.
For too long.
It's a little bit of a silly Bernie.
It's not bad. For too long, the pinout M&M has been the province of millionaires and billionaires. Yeah. So we can't. No, I think
everybody gets a tapioca pudding.
Yeah. Of course, that's what he wants to give people.
Well, that was like a thing. Some kid gave a speech years ago and did like a Bernie Sanders.
The tapioca pudding bit. Yeah, I think you just eat all the peanut M&Ms, and you just—it's your day.
You got it.
Your number came up today
because you won off the field.
Yeah,
we're going to give away some tickets next on Grant and Danny. As soon as we return, someone's going to get to go see Foo Fighters at Nationals Park. You better be listening. We're going to give those to caller 10 after we come back. And speaking of tickets, we're out here at Char Bar today in Reston. Two pairs of tickets to the Commanders and the Broncos on November 30th at Northwest Stadium. You got to come hang with us, fill out a card with your name on it, and you could be a big winner right here on The Fan.
Winning off the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.